Well, good morning. It is December the 22nd. I'm Mark Sorensen. Today's entry is titled, Here's Your Sign. We're going to sing verse 4 of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel today, by the way. So get ready for that. I love just these little stanzas that are preparing our hearts for the coming of Christmas Day, right around the corner. I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 12 through 15. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those in whom his favor rests. And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Hey, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Consider this. I love the seven words that kick off our text for today. This will be a sign to you. Can we be honest? We all need a good flashing neon sign in our lives, don't we? I mean, that's one of the many things I love about this Christmas story. There are signs and there are wonders all over it. Zechariah and Mary got an angel, not just any angel. They got the one with a name, Gabriel. The Magi, well, they got a star, not just any star. They got a moving star that led them to where they were supposed to go. And today, the shepherds get the same gift. The sign that they're looking for is a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. We'll look at the significance of swaddling clothes found in the gospel text here in just a moment. But to do that, let's go back to the shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. I mean, it's what you would assume shepherds would do, correct? But there's something special in relationship to these shepherds. Now, make no mistake, they were no ordinary shepherds. Sure, they did what ordinary shepherds would have done, watching over their flock, keeping them from harm, helping to deliver the newborn lambs as they came into the world. So why exactly were they special? Well, three words give us the clue. Location, location, location. The shepherds were watching their flock out in the fields near Bethlehem, which is about 5 miles from Jerusalem. I've actually been to the Holy Land several times and have stood in a place where they actually believe these shepherds would have really stood. And given the proximity to where these shepherds were located, these shepherds were most likely priestly shepherds, meaning they both cared for the flock as well as provided the sacrificial lambs for the temple in Jerusalem. Now, for a lamb to be worthy of sacrifice in the temple, there were certain conditions that had to be met. The lamb had to be spotless and unblemished. The shepherds would do two things with the newborns. They would inspect the lambs born out in the field meticulously, making sure they were flawless and without fault. And then, hear this, they would wrap the lambs in swaddling clothes, certifying their birth as a holy birth deemed as an acceptable sacrifice. Do you hear it? Now imagine the moment these shepherds heard the angels proclaim the Savior had come into the world and he would be found wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. To the shepherds, they would have understood the announcement in a way that most of us might have missed. It was the announcement of a holy birth, a baby, the Messiah, unblemished and without fault, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Oof, I have chills as I read this out loud. When one angel announced the birth to the shepherds, I love that it didn't take long for all of heaven to join them as they sang out their Christmas carol. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those in whom his favor rests. And then the lights went out. Moments before, the Bethlehem hillside was illuminated by the glory of the angels singing and praising together, and in an instant, darkness fell back over the hillside. I imagine the shepherds stood there momentarily looking at one another and blinking their eyes. And then suddenly, in the stillness and the darkness of the night, one of the shepherds spoke up and said, Hey, maybe we should go check this out. And off they ran. I wonder, where are we running towards this story today? Let's pray. God of wonder, as the angels joined their voices together in the heavenly chorus, Glory to God in the highest. May we join our voices and hearts in the same song today. Like the shepherds, may we move towards the same good news the angels pointed them to as Christmas approaches. Amen. Here are your questions today. Looking at the text again, what was the response of the angels to the good news of great joy for all people? And what was the response of the shepherds? How did the angels respond? And how did the shepherds respond? And here's another question. What would our world be like had they kept quiet? And what should our response be today? Oof, good things to think on. All right. Verse number 4. O come, Emmanuel. O come, thou dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to light. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.